Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg 22, Johannesburg 21.
Couple of crashes. First one happened about 12 minutes ago on the N4 East after the Pruthplas interchange. The other one currently is near the M1 on Woodmead Drive. And we've still got the stationary truck at the Buccleuch interchange. Very slow moving traffic.
Free Forum has welcomed the UK government's decision to deny EFF leader Julius Malema a visa. The UK referenced Malema's 2022 Equality Court testimony during AfriForum's case on the Kill the Boer chant. Here's AfriForum's Ernst van Rooyen.
AfriForum undertakes to intensify our international campaigns against Malema and other extremist politicians.
Staying with politics, and former Umkhonto we Sizwe Party Secretary General Floyd Shivambu insists that he's not leaving the party. His confirmation follows uncertainty of his position within the party, this after being removed as SG earlier this month.
I will not resign. I said I will never resign from Umkhonto we Sizwe. And I still stick by the decision and the communication that I made, that it was the best decision ever to join Umkhonto we Sizwe. And I spoke about it earlier, that how would you replace an opportunity to learn in 6 months what you couldn't learn in 10 years.
The City of Johannesburg has approved the tariffs for the 2025 and 2026 financial year, which will come into effect next month. The Metro has passed tariffs for municipal services, which will see electricity set at 12%, water and sewage at 13.9%, and refuse at 6.6%. Mayoral Committee Member for Finance, Margaret Arnold.
These tariffs are not about squeezing our residents. They are about sustaining the services that they rely on. Our goal is not simply to collect revenue, it's to ensure value. Collecting the revenue is one thing, but giving valuable service delivery is another thing.
The DA in Johannesburg has since submitted motions of no confidence in both the executive mayor, Dada Morero, and the speaker of the Johannesburg City Council, Nobuhlem Thembu. For more on that story, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. To the Eastern Cape now, where the families who have lost their loved ones in the floods have taken turns lighting candles during a memorial service in Mthatha this afternoon. Today has been declared the provincial day of mourning. A search and retrieval efforts for missing persons continue. The death toll now stands at 92. Religious leaders led the candle lighting ceremony before inviting the affected families to do the same.
We light this candle now as a sign of commitment and hope for those who are still searching for their loved ones, for those who journey with this difficulty of wanting to engage life and hope when all things indicate that indeed maybe those that they look for are not yet available again.
And finally, a proudly South African documentary, Mad Stories, short for Music, Arts and Dreams, has won Best Documentary at the Cannes Indie Short Film Festival, directed by Mark Anthony. The film follows two Cape Town creatives navigating South Africa's underground music scene. It's now been nominated for the Tokyo Indie Short Film Festival, as well as the Venice Short Film Festival. I'm Chanel Subtemanivedi with news to eat AfriForum, here the Verenigde Koninkryk. Besluit om die leier van die EFF, Julius Malema, 'n visum te weier vir welkom.
Hey, wow, that sounds amazing. I mean, not the English, the short movie. That's fantastic.
I know.
Well done, Kunstenaars. Mad, we're mad for Mzansi art. Chanel back tomorrow here on Jacaranda FM. Hey, you ready for your next 30-minute big sweep? What do you mean, no?
Give it up for
30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop. Non-stop.
Turn your radio up
on Jacaranda FM.
Cause you're a sky.